Well, good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deed, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday, the 7th of January 2013. Well, happy new year to everyone. And first of all, my apologies for cutting short these commentaries in December. I ended up with a bug and had to take a bit of time out in December. Anyway, we're into 2013, it's the first Monday of the month, so let's have a look at the markets and have a look at what happened in the last year as well. 2012 actually was a very good year for equities in spite of the poor economic news. We saw strong gains in Asia Pacific, where China was the only faller, and actually widespread gains in Europe as well, with Germany up as much as 30%, although Spain was down 3%. And the US was up around 15% if you look at the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, which are the key indices there. And the trend has continued in the early trading days of 2013 after the US Congress agreed its temporary deal on the fiscal cliff. And more about that in a minute. Generally, we are seeing an upward trend in risk appetite, I think, with equity prices increasing and yields falling, while bond yields are rising as bonds are sold in favour of equities. Arguably, the trend has actually been there for a while, although the pressure has, but it's been held back because of the US budget issue, hence the significant rise in markets last week once a deal was sort of being reached. However, December PMI figures tell of little change in the global growth story. We've only got three major countries at the moment in where the figure is above 50, indicating expansion, and that's China, India and the US. And even those are only just above 50. The UK, which was above 50 in November, fell back a bit below 50 in December. And if you look at where the growth is going to come from in 2013, it's still going to be mainly the Far East, a bit in the US, less so in Europe, except the UK, where we can probably expect some very modest growth. Anyway, let's have a look at markets last month and the last year. Japan in last month, December, was up 14%, 20% on 2012 as a whole. Far East up 6% in December, up 22% in 2012. Europe up 2% in December, up 13% in 2012. Whilst the UK up 3% in December and up 20% in 2012. The US is up just 1% in December, but obviously has shot up since the end of the year, but that was up 13% in 2012 as a whole. Oil at the moment, West Texas Intermediate is now at $92 a barrel. That's 10% down on the year, but beginning to tick up again quite significantly, I think. Gold, remarkably stable in 2012, is up 6% and stands at 1657. So let's look at the bottom line. Global growth will remain positive, probably trending to around 4% over the next few years, but that's an average, remember, made up of strong Far Eastern growth and low growth or contraction in Europe. Of the two big threats, the US budget is the first one. Congress has done nothing more than kick the can down the road, and vicious battles are on the horizon over spending cuts and the debt ceiling, and those are going to come to the fore pretty quickly. Don't think that the fiscal cliff issue has been resolved. It certainly hasn't. This one is going to run and run and run until the US sorts out its debts. Europe still remains a threat, although much has been done to bring liquidity to the area, no doubt about that, and we have seen some successes there in 2012. And some structural reforms being made, but the inability of the weaker euro countries to gain competitive advantage through currency devaluation means that any meaningful recovery in growth will also be sometime down the road, with its consequent impact on global growth. However, do remember these are averages, and across the globe there will be sectors and companies that do very well whilst others don't. And there are huge opportunities out there in the world at the moment, there's no doubt about it. That's it from me. Just a reminder that Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of the action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Take care, have a very good week, and I'll be back next week with a look at various financial planning issues that have arisen in the last couple of weeks.